Questions 21. Hobbies, museums, exhibitions, clubs, self-education, language learning, English as a world language.
1. How often and where do you go out?
A. I quite often go out with my friends. I enjoy going to open-air festivals in summer, where I can see my favorite bands and dance to their music. Luckily, there are a lot of festivals during the summer, including rock and pop music, classical music, folk music, and world music. During the year, I mainly go to parties where we listen to music, drink some beer, and dance.
B. Personally, I am a stay-at-home type. I just like playing cards or board games with my family, and I love reading books. Every now and then, I take my wife out to eat in a nice place where we can be together by romantic candlelight.
2. Where can young people go out?
Young people normally go to discos or pubs. There are a lot of types of discos, providing several forms of entertainment and music. Another favorite activity is going to internet cafes, where youngsters can chat with their friends from all over the world. A very trendy place for the young to go is the big shopping malls in large cities. There are fast food restaurants, cinemas, and an endless number of shops in these centers. 3. Where can elderly people go out?
Elderly or middle-aged people like going to concerts or to the theater. Eating out in restaurants can also be an option for them. 4. How can you pass your time if you are a stay-at-home type?
If you are a stay-at-home type, you can pursue a lot of hobbies that are typically home occupations. 5. Which hobbies are typical for women or men?
Hobbies can be practiced by anyone, but there are some hobbies that are more typically done by women or men. Needlecrafts such as knitting, crocheting, or sewing tend to be women's hobbies, whereas do-it-yourself carpentry or home repair tend to be men's hobbies. 6. Which are unisex?
Most hobbies are unisex, that is, they suit both sexes. These hobbies are mainly connected to computers, like browsing on the net, playing computer games, chatting, etc. Others can be pursued without the computer. These are collecting stamps, napkins, coins, or even buttons, making soft toys, gifts, drawing, painting, or writing poetry, modeling, mounting, and developing photos, playing card games or other party games, or keeping pets. 7. What are your hobbies?
My hobbies are cooking and gardening. 8. Do you like gardening?
A. I love gardening. I think it is a very healthy and relaxing free time activity.
B. I don't particularly like gardening. It's usually my father who does most of the garden work.
9. What jobs have to be done in the orchard from spring till autumn?
Every year, I can't wait to perform the first jobs in the garden at around the end of February or the beginning of March. I prune the fruit trees and dress the vines. Then in spring, I dig and rake the soil and plant the vegetables and sow some seeds. From the very moment the first plants come out, I have to hoe the beds regularly to get rid of weeds. I try to avoid using herbicides or even fertilizers. I sometimes have to spray the vines, though, but that is all about chemicals. If you are a good gardener and look after your fruit trees and plants properly, you will have a good yield in summer and autumn. Every year, by the end of November, we have picked and gathered everything from the orchard and the vineyard. 10. What do you do in winter?
In winter, I take pleasure in cooking and inviting friends over for dinner. 11. What is your garden like?
Part of our garden is a lawn. On its two sides there are hedges, and there is a barbecue in the middle. 12. What have you got in your orchard and vegetable garden?
In the orchard, we have a cherry tree, an apple tree, a plum tree, an apricot tree, and 3 peach trees. In the vegetable garden, we have the usual vegetables that are quite widespread in Hungary, like carrots, parsnips, onions, and garlic, for example. 13. What flowers are there in the front garden?
In the front garden, we have flowers, mainly roses, tulips, and carnations. 14. What else do you like doing in your spare time?
I like angling and keeping pets. It is quite relaxing to sit by a lake or river waiting for the catch. 15. What equipment do you need for angling?
You need good fishing tackle with a strong fishing rod and, of course, a bait to be able to catch a fish. 16. Have you got any pets?
I love animals, but unfortunately, I can only afford to have a dog.
17. What is your dog like?
She is a beautiful big black dog and is very much attached to all the members of the family. She is purebred, although it does not matter much to me. If she were a mongrel, I would love her just the same. Her kennel is right outside our front door, and when she barks, she looks quite frightening, especially for strangers. She is an excellent watchdog. 18. What other animals can people keep as pets?
Other people keep cats, hamsters, guinea pigs, have finches or budgies in cages, or have big tanks with goldfish or terrapins in them. 19. What are the most popular hobbies in England?
As far as I know, keeping pets has always been an English hobby. If they can't afford to keep a pet, they go bird watching, and this brings them a lot of enjoyment. Gardening is another common British hobby, as well as taking photos, printing and enlarging them. The most popular outdoor games are football, golf, and cricket. 20. Why do you think people take up hobbies?
I think people feel that they ought to do something useful in their spare time. A hobby can provide an opportunity to do something completely different from your usual work, or make new friends and exchange ideas. Most people pursue these outside interests in order to keep themselves amused. Having a suitable pastime for your free hours can be a real source of pleasure. What's more, a child's hobby can later become his career. 21. What else can you do in your free time if you live in a big town?
If you live in a big town, you are a lucky chap from the point of view of entertainment possibilities. You have a rich choice of museums and exhibitions. If you want to dine out or listen to folk or gypsy music, there are several restaurants, pubs, and nightclubs which you can choose from. 22. What works of art can you see in most museums?
In most museums, you can see paintings, graphics, watercolors, and sculptures. By going to permanent or temporary exhibitions, you can keep up with the latest trends in contemporary visual arts. 23. Where can you find community centers in Hungary?
Most towns and villages in Hungary have clubs or community centers which cater for the cultural requirements of the population. 24. What role do they play in the life of a community?
They combine recreation and education and do a lot to help people in the community to develop their talents. 25. What constitutes their basic activity?
They provide entertainment, all sorts of facilities for amateur science and art activities, organize concerts, shows, theatrical performances, and lectures on political, scientific, and cultural topics. 26. What are some of the facilities they offer?
Most cultural centers have their own amateur art groups, folk ensembles, choirs, or even orchestras, who quite often give public performances or concerts. 27. What do they regularly organize?
They regularly organize exhibitions of modern art and make efforts to enable museum visitors of every age to better understand the items on display. 28. What kind of clubs are there?
They run astronomy, photo, and sewing circles, as well as separate clubs for teenagers and pensioners. 29. Does your school or university or company offer any possibilities for club life?
Our institute has a club, which is extremely popular with the student body. 30. What educational and recreational facilities does your club provide for the students?
It not only provides entertainment, such as video shows, concerts, and discos, but a wide choice of amateur art activities like painting, sculpture, pottery, music, dancing, and acting as well. Especially popular are the musical and theatrical groups. 31. What choice of activities for developing artistic inclinations is there?
Those who like singing join the choir, and those who have exceptionally fine voices and a good ear for music go in for solo singing. Those who make dancing a hobby have a choice of ballet, folk dancing, or acrobatic rock and roll. Most students seem to prefer theatricals. Some of their amateur productions have won the praise of professionals. 32. Do you attend any programs?
I love films, so I regularly attend the showing of the latest films, which are usually run on Wednesday afternoons. 33. Which do you enjoy most?
My favorites are the meetings with prominent personalities working in the fields of politics or the economy. I also love taking part in outings and weekend tours. 34. What else do you take part in?
From time to time, the club has lectures on music and literature, with recitals by outstanding musicians or actors. Because I like music and literature, and I also recite poetry myself, I go to these programs whenever I can. 35. At what age would you start learning a language?
I believe learning a language from a very early age is really essential. There are bilingual families where the parents speak different languages and the children can distinguish them and use both fluently. It is also possible to teach your child from birth if you have a very good command of the language. There are also language courses for kindergarten children where they can learn lots of words, songs, and nursery rhymes. The aim of teaching a language to young children is to familiarize them with the language and to make them enjoy the fact that they can express themselves in a foreign language. 36. How important is it for you to speak a foreign language?
Speaking a foreign language is essential in our modern world. Since Hungarian is not a widely spoken language, you have to be familiar with at least one foreign language to be able to get along in life. In all walks of life, speaking a language at a high conversational level is required. You cannot go to a job interview without being able to express yourself clearly in a foreign language. 37. What possibilities are there for learning English in Hungary?
First of all, you can learn English at school, both in primary and secondary schools, or even at university. If you are not a student anymore, or you want to take extra classes, you can go to a language school and get as many as 4 to 20 English lessons a week. 38. What courses can you choose from in bigger towns?
In bigger towns, there are courses for all levels: beginner, intermediate, and advanced. These courses are usually cheaper than the ones offered by private teachers, from whom you can get one-to-one tuition if you wish. The idea of self-study is favored by some of those who are false beginners and think that a language can be acquired alone without the help of an expert teacher. 39. What English speaking and teaching programs are available on TV?
Quite a few satellite channels offer English speaking programs. Where I live, we have access to some English speaking channels like CNN, CNBC, TCM, and BBC News. Unfortunately, National Geographic, Travel Channel, Discovery, and Cartoon Network speak Hungarian for most of the time, although they used to be English speaking channels. 40. Do you ever use the computer or TV or the radio for learning English?
I quite often use the computer for language learning. I frequently read authentic English texts that my friends share on Facebook, and I sometimes react in English. I also enjoy using many of the digital language teaching materials available on the internet. Furthermore, I believe that by watching English-speaking programs, either on the internet or on TV, you can learn a lot. I always watch the financial news on Sunday afternoons, which helps me to learn the language and get interesting information about the world economy as well. I often listen to the BBC radio news and enjoy the speaker's beautiful pronunciation and intonation. 41. How can you improve your language abilities by doing this?
I think that by watching these channels, you can especially improve your listening comprehension skills. The more you listen to the English broadcasts, the more you are able to catch and grasp. Also, it is possible to get some interesting information from all around the world. 42. What other possibilities do the media offer?
There is also a possibility to have access to English radio stations. Actually, with the help of the internet, it is possible to listen to basically any station and watch any channel in the world. You can get the leading English and American newspapers at the post offices, or again, you can read them on the internet. 43. What do they all help you with?
They help you to understand spoken English much better. Newspapers also help you to master this language if you read them regularly and don't give up after the first hardships. 44. Do you need English in your work?
A. I need English to get my doctoral degree. I am writing my thesis now, and most of the publications I use are in English. If you want to keep abreast of recent scientific events, you have to know at least one world language. And English is now the most important for my further scientific research.
B. I work for a trading company, and I use English quite a lot. We have guests from a lot of countries, and if we speak English, we can communicate with them. We can also send and receive business letters written in this language, and whenever a new product appears on the market, the instructions are sure to have been written in English too. 45. Why are you studying English?
I am studying English so that I can communicate with people from different parts of the world and to read native writers in the original. If you speak this language, you can make friends during your travels, and you can easily communicate through the net. It is considered an international language in a lot of areas, especially when using a computer. It is also the language of diplomacy. You can apply for scholarships if you want to continue your studies in the U.S. or in Britain, and on the whole, your possibilities are much wider. You are no longer considered to be an educated person without the knowledge of at least one foreign language.